Akron Community Voice, spotlighting Akron's minority business owners and community leaders, featuring the programs and services of Bounce Innovation Hub. Akron Community Voice is made possible by WAKR 1590 in partnership with BU Podcasting Company. And now here's your hosts, Ace Epps and Kat McDaniel.
Good morning and welcome to Akron Community Voice. This is a weekly talk show brought to you by WAKR 1590 and Be Me Akron. BME Community is an award-winning network of innovators, leaders, and champions who invest in aspiring communities, retrain leading organizations in the matter of diversity, equity, and inclusion. We run the most remarkable fellowships for Black leaders in the nation. My name is Ace Epps. I'm flying solo this morning. Again, if you're listening to us on Sunday morning, then you know it's 9:30, getting your week started off right. If you're listening to us on the social media pages, please share, let people know that we have a new episode circulating. We'll be spotlighting Akron's minority business owners and community leaders on this show. And of course, as community partners, BME Community supports the efforts of Bounce Innovation Hub in creating a better Akron. In the studio today, we have someone who actually was in our program at Bounce, our aspiring entrepreneur program. And we're going to get into that. She's a local entrepreneur. We're going to get into her business. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Tiffany. How you doing?
Hi.
All right, now give me your last name because I always mess your last name up.
AJ.
AJ. Now I would have said Tiffany AJ.
Mm-hmm.
And you would have been mad at me.
Yes.
All right, so Tiffany AJ is a local entrepreneur. Let's talk about, real quick, how we met, how you came to be in the program.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. So how did that happen?
I actually came to an event down at the Bounce Hub, and I met Doug.
And the CEO.
Yes, the right. CEO of Bounce, and he connected me. He gave me his information, and I emailed him, and then he emailed my information to you.
Okay.
And so... And then once you received the information, you had contacted me. And then that's when me and you ended up talking on the phone. And that's how I ended up finding out about the program.
Right. And the program she's talking about is Grow. Generating Real Opportunities and Wealth. So the Grow department is basically three tracks. One track is an aspiring entrepreneur program, 10-week cohort program focusing on entrepreneur education and business idea validation for aspiring business owners. Our second program is an accelerator cohort, 15-week program helping businesses launch and maintain sustainability by creating jobs and increasing capital. Then we have our third, which is our next level business incubator, one-on-one business counseling, mentorship, and workshops to assist established business owners who are grossing $10,000 to $1.5 million annually to scale and market more success. Also, if you're looking for any help, any assistance, come down to 526 Bounce Hub, and we're on South Main Street here by the Spaghetti Warehouse, and check our services out. So with that being said, Tiffany AJ. Mm-hmm. Came down and needed some help with some business. And basically, our first track is the track you were in, yes?
Yes.
Now, you came to visit one time. Was you visiting one or
yes.
Just to check it out?
Yes, the first time I was coming down because it was a new building and I wanted to check it out, you know, to see the environment.
Right, right.
And I came down here and then you guys were just starting to build the different programs and stuff
right,
like that.
Right, right.
So that's how I found out about that.
So, ladies and gentlemen, she's like the third person I met when I came down to
yeah.
Bounce. And so I told her about the Aspiring Entrepreneurs Program, and she came in, saw it, mm-hmm. and stayed. So let's talk about your business and what you do. And so what is your business?
Well, we provide personal and companion care in the Northeast Ohio region. We provide caregivers, workers 55 and older, clients 55 and older.
Okay.
And we have the caregivers. They go into the home. They help them with bathing, transportation, errands if they need to, you know, to go get their hair done, go to do different activities, things of that such that you're just assistant of everyday living. And we also do activities with the clients as well. We assist the families to give them a live hands-on experience with the client and the caregiver while they're working in the home.
Okay, okay. And the name of your business?
Is Honesty Healthcare.
Right. So now, what made you... Yeah, let's talk about your actual entrepreneur journey.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you work in, where were you working before you started your business?
I actually was a student at Kent State University, full-time student. I'm going to receive my bachelor's degree in science, also majoring in public health and health services administration at Kent State University. So I was going there, and also I used to, I was a distributor. I used to have a online store.
Oh.
Before I actually started the Honesty Healthcare business.
So it sounds to me that you were already on the entrepreneur track.
Yes.
So why not just get a job? Or, you know, why be a distributor? What is it about you that said, listen, I'm in school, I'm going to do some online stuff?
Yeah. I wanted to have that freedom. I didn't want someone to have that much control over how I made money. And when I felt like making money. So I was like, I have to create a way or a foundation for myself where I would be able to make my own money. And so what I did was I started to research. I did a lot of research online. I looked up different information to where I would be able to just start like a clothing line or, you know, just something that I can do to create money for myself. And I created an online store with breathable clothing. It actually was like a one-size-fits-all clothing.
What's breathable clothing?
Breathable clothing is more like, it's more like any, the elasticity of the fabric. It's more of, you can just wear the different type of clothing where it stretches more. It's more stretching. It doesn't really, it fits to your body, to any woman's body. So I just wanted to have a clothing line where anyone could wear my clothing, whether they were plus size, small, medium, large, different sizes of women, different ethnicities of women. And I wanted to just create that. And so what I did was I started the clothing line online, and it did good. You know, it was a great experience.
So what made you pull the plug, man? How do you, you know, what made you do that? Was it time? Was it not really making enough money? What was it?
It was the time. You have to put a lot of time into working in an online store. It's actually double time as if you were working at a regular 9-to-5 job. So instead of me putting in 8 hours, I was putting in at least 16 to 17 hours a day, sometimes 20 hours. It was very, very time consuming. And you also, you need to hire like staff and stuff to come in and assist you with that. So it was starting to become overwhelming.
Okay. So I think it's great to even think about, you know, when there are some indicators to walk away.
Yeah.
All right. And then, so it brought you to your next venture. Right?
Yeah.
And again, if you just joining us, we're talking to Tiffany Ajay.
Mm-hmm.
Ajay.
Yes.
Ajay. I was trying to say it real fly.
You did. You said it great.
Right. Thank you. So we're speaking with her. We're talking about her entrepreneur journey. And she has her own business. The name of your business is?
Honesty Healthcare.
Honesty Healthcare. And we were talking about what led up to Honesty Healthcare. So at this point, you're like, okay, your first one worked, but then time consumption wasn't conducive to your lifestyle. Are you a mother? Yes.
Yes, I have 2 children.
Yep, and was going to school at the time.
I was going to school full time, and you know, taking care of the household, taking care of my children, doing parent-teacher conferences, you know, cooking, cleaning, all of that, all at one time. So it was like I did not have the time to just do that. So.
Right, but it sparked something, right?
It did.
It sparked something, and a person of, and this is a note, I just want to let our listeners know, sometimes your first venture is not the one, you know? So, I mean, it's great to be able to get data and what you did wrong. And, you know, every experience is a learning lesson, just like relationships, right?
Yeah.
Same thing with businesses. So what made us go through to the healthcare field?
Well, the healthcare field, I was a state tested nursing assistant. I did that for about 6 years. I was an STNA. I've been in the healthcare field for about 10 years. I was a nursing assistant. I was a phlebotomist.
What?
Yeah, I have a phlebotomy certification.
Okay, and for those who don't know, like myself, what is that?
Phlebotomy is where you draw blood from the patient's arm.
Bit of a vampire, I see.
And what you do, you know, you just draw blood from from their, you know, their arm, from the hospitals, nursing homes, different things.
Can you still do that
certification? No, because I am not recertified.
No, but I'm saying, like, technically, can you?
Oh, yeah.
You, like, it's nothing to you.
Nothing to me.
You just need to be certified to do it.
Yeah, you have to be certified.
So yeah, so you have the medical background and things of that nature, and so you're thinking, what can I do to make money, or what can I do where my passion was? It money motivated? Was it passion? What was it?
I've actually had a friend that where her mom was being abused inside of a home. And I went through the whole process with her where she would have to get, you know, get all this evidence to prove, you know, what happened to her mom, what happened to, you know, to get gather all the paperwork for it. And when I seen that process, it was just the main thing that she was missing was evidence, you know, just proof that this happened to her mom from a caregiver, or, you know, whoever that it happened from. And it gave me an idea, and I'm like, well,
before you do that, there was a problem.
There was a problem.
And the problem was
that she was being abused.
Right. And then so you decided to create a solution.
Mm-hmm.
And that solution ended up being your business.
Yes.
And the solution was?
I ended up creating a surveillance camera within my company to keep, you know, accountability, to, you know, just to have that security and that trust and honesty within the home for the caregiver, for the guardian, so that they can have a hands-on experience to see, you know, and for the guardian, well, the client to know that there's somebody that's there with them, you know, and everyone to be on the same page and for the communication to be present. And so that's why I wanted to come up with that, so that people can have a sense of trust, you know, and just to feel safe within their own home.
So just to clarify, the problem was there was people in healthcare, and your friend in particularly was being abused. Mm-hmm. You found a way of having a surveillance camera installed in the house to be able to monitor the activities going on in the house. Mm-hmm. And that became your business idea for Honesty Healthcare. Mm-hmm. Why the name Honesty? Is it because of, you know, you're trying to keep everything honest?
No, what that was I wanted to bring honesty with my company. I wanted to make sure that they can understand that we are here for them, that we are here to just assist them with everyday living, to make sure that the client is satisfied, you know, with all of the services that they need.
Right. And what type of services do you provide?
We provide bathing, cooking, light housekeeping, transportation, you know, personal and companion care services. We help them with that. We do activities with them. I mean, all kinds of different things. Personal care is mostly, you know, bathing and things of that such, but we definitely want to make sure that, you know, they have someone in the home with them at all times to assist them with their everyday activities.
Right. What would you say, being in the Aspiring Entrepreneur Program, how did that help you? You already have business going, but then going into an aspiring track. And ladies and gentlemen, the aspiring track is normally for people who are thinking about it or want to adapt an entrepreneur mindset. I believe, like I always say, that if you If Steve Jobs was here right now, he would probably hire somebody that think like him. So understanding and adapting the fundamental aspect of entrepreneur thinking is essential for the success of someone's business, and also being able to validate that business idea. What has helped you in taking this class?
As I was going, I was, moving forward. I was doing my marketing. I was doing sales. I was doing payroll. I was hiring people. But there was just something that I had to do to make sure that I was doing something, you know, make sure that I was doing just the correct process of my business. And I had to take a step back to reevaluate, to make sure that, you know, that the marketing was going good, the sales was going good. So I had to take a step back to make sure that I can evaluate that and to make sure that I don't have to redo my steps over again. So I had to go, you know, to go, like, let me go to the program to see, you know, is it something that I'm missing? Is it something that I'm, you know, not doing right? Because even as an entrepreneur, people always think that we always have the answers to everything. And, you know, but sometimes we have to take a step back too as well and just do that reevaluation.
Right. So with that being said, you were able to reevaluate. What were some of your favorite base, you know, things in the class? What, I mean, there's 15 other people. Were you able to meet some people? Were you able to make any connections, collaborate, or anything like that?
Oh, my goodness. I have made so many different... I have really, really met a lot of great people being in the program. I've done a presentation. I've met a lot of people that are in the same boat as me. Julie Katz, I met her as well. She has a caregiving... Oh, actually, a transportation business as well that's kind of similar to mine. And
She's the extra daughter.
Yes, extra daughter.
She's actually a companionship as well.
Yeah, and she is awesome. And I've learned a lot of different marketing tips. I've learned a lot of sales tips. I've learned branding, you know, like branding, just branding alone, just yourself is very important. And, you know, I've learned that a lot of times when we start our businesses that we put our company before we actually put our own selves, you know, out there. And but you have to build yourself too as well as a brand, you know.
Right.
Investing in yourself, you know, making time out to make yourself better as a leader. And a lot of times, you know, I didn't know that. So I had to take a step back personally to make sure that I was a good leader, because I have to, you know, I'm over staff members. I'm hiring RNs, LPNs, CNAs, STNAs. And I just wanted to make sure that I was just a great leader to them, you know, when it comes to hiring them and training them and, you know, training the caregivers to the best possible way that I could. But I wanted to make sure that internally that I was, prepared for that.
Okay, so here's the thing. Are you happy? Are you happy, and what would you change?
I am. I'm very happy. Even though I've went through a lot of obstacles, which, you know, I've learned from my obstacles. I have embraced them, but I had to learn how to embrace them. I didn't just come into this and just started embracing all these problems. You know, I had to learn and I had to read books. I had to watch YouTube videos. I had to pray. I had to meditate. I had to, you know, just do a lot of internal work with myself in order to just to come out and just do, you know, to do a great job performance, or just to be, you know, to train, you know, majority of my caregivers and my staff members. So it was a lot of internal work that had to be done too as well. But I wouldn't change too much because I had to go through it. But what I would say, definitely say the financial part of it all.
Right.
You know, so just not having that help to move to the next step is what, you know.
Right, access to capital, right.
Definitely. That was like the number one thing. And it's like you already have the information. You have I had all of it, my marketing plan, my financial plan down, everything was, you know, in play. And it was just that I could not find anyone to provide a loan for me. I could not get a loan anywhere. So
right.
I'm, you know, even still to this day, just I'm bootstrapping, as you would call it.
Right.
So that's what I had
to
do.
That's straight from the class.
Yeah, straight from the class.
Do you remember what bootstrapping is?
Yes, is when you have to get out there and you know, and create the foundation. Well, get the money.
Right.
You know, yourself.
From your mother.
From anybody.
From your cousin. From small bank loans. Mm-hmm. Putting in... on your credit card, selling peanut brittle.
Yes.
I'm just saying.
So selling listen, dinners.
Yes. So thinking about, you know, obstacles and things that you were saying earlier, what are some of the mistakes? Give me one of the mistake that you wish you could have avoided.
When I first started, I ended up getting a office space.
Okay.
And it was... At first, you know, when you're very anxious about starting something, you're just anxious. You're ready to go. You're putting money into here. You're putting money into there. You want that you could just see this dream in your head. Well, not even your dream, but just the vision of how you want this business to be, how you want this business to sit, and you know, and how it looks in your head. So, I was creating that vision, and I wish I would have waited to do that, because I've had that, you know, I was getting furniture, I was doing all kinds of stuff, putting money into something that I could have waited to have, because I didn't have a lot of clients at that time. I didn't, you know, I was just using personal fund money. So, you know, and it was just like, I'm like, why did I do this? I'm spending like almost $1,000 a month for rent. I'm paying gas, water, electric, printer, ink. All of that stuff was coming personally out of my pocket. And I was literally going in debt, like negative. And I'm like, oh my God, what am I doing? You know, it was just negative everywhere. So I'm like, okay, you know, but if I would have had someone to tell me like, no, don't get that office space right now, you know, and basically that's what the Aspiring program was. It was actually, you know, I think that mistake is what made me so excited that I took that class, because it actually, that class saved me from a lot of different other obstacles that I probably would have faced just going off of being anxious, you know? So I was very appreciative of that class. It helped me out a lot.
Cool. So listen, what was your biggest aha moment in the class? No, not even in the class. Let's say first, the biggest aha moment as an entrepreneur.
As a entrepreneur, I would say my aha moment. It definitely would have to be, I would say, my going into marketing is really, and I guess just learning how to go in and speak to you know, to different directors and CEOs of companies and things of that such. I had to learn how to really, really...
That's networking.
Networking. Yeah, yes. Yeah. That was, oh my God, it was such a aha moment for me when I learned how to do that, you know, to just go to different events and learn how to partner with people and learn how to, you know, just have lunch with someone and just speak about your business and see how you can partner with that person. It was just like, oh, so this is, you know, just building relationships naturally, just being you, you know, not having to go out here and just be a different kind of person for this company. Or no, you're just sitting there, you're having a conversation, and I'm like, oh, wow, all you have to do is just talk and speak and just be right. You, you know, like, you don't have to put on this tie kind of, you know, mind frame to speak to this person. So,
no,
being natural.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
So, I know that growing a business requires a lot of trade-offs.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff you would do, you wouldn't do, you know, said you wouldn't do. What is something that's non-negotiable for you in business? Something non-negotiable?
Not being at a client's home on time, or just coming to work as, you know, the caregivers. Like, it's just because these people need assistance, you know, with their everyday lives when it comes to, you know, their health and their wellness and for a caretaker to not go into a home, or, you know, to not show up, to not call, to not be accountable for just taking care of this client is like so non-negotiable for me, because these people depend on someone to come in and care for them and, you know, just assist them with what is going on, wrong, or what they need help with, you know, just to take that stress away. Is it's so non-negotiable for me for a caretaker to not be on time and to not show up for their job or for their, you know, their,
get it. Building a reliable team.
Definitely.
People that you can. Okay, so here's my question here. So let's talk about your greatest failure in business and what that taught you. So what's your greatest failure and what did it teach you?
My greatest failure would be just not being able to work, you know, just to work in a certain environment. I would say, the failures that I've came across would be definitely like financial, just working, just trying to get clients a certain kind of way that wasn't working, for me or the business. I would definitely say, just not pushing myself hard enough to make sales calls or marketing, to go out into these hospitals and nursing homes, not pushing myself enough to go out and have these conversations. And, you know, I would definitely say that would be my biggest failure, is like self-doubt and fear.
Okay. So this would be the last question for today. So what was the best part of your journey, and why?
The best part of my journey is just starting my business, period. Just like doing the research to get to where I am today, and just like actually, because what I did was I used to have goals that I would have to set each week. And just by me checking all of those goals off and just looking at them, just like knowing that each week I'm doing something and that I'm accomplishing, just starting my business and to get from where I was to where I am now is just like such a, I have so much gratitude, just looking at that process and just knowing what I went through to get to just this area is just, that's a big accomplishment for me. And just, hashing out all of the things the daily tasks that I have to do is just, it's just amazing that I've accomplished that.
Well, listen, thank you for joining us today, man. I really appreciate it, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, what's the name of your company again?
Honesty Healthcare.
And where can they reach you at?
HonestyHealthcare.net. And also we have a Facebook, Honesty Healthcare LLC.
Okay, so if you'd like to be added to our show, go ahead and give us an email at AkronCommunityVoice@gmail.com. That's AkronCommunityVoice@gmail.com. That's our show for today. I'd like to thank WAKR, Be Me Community, and you for taking the time out to listen to the program. I'd like to thank our guest, Tiffany of Honesty Healthcare. So on behalf of Be Me Community, my name is Ace Epps. Thank you and enjoy your day.